USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea says it's carried out a, quote, very important test at its long-range rocket launch site, a site it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it when it began denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement of the rocket test came shortly after President Trump was speaking about U.S.-North Korean relations.
The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it.
A suspect's been identified in the deadly shooting of a Houston police officer, Sergeant Chris Brewster, shot and killed yesterday, responding to a domestic violence call. 25-year-old Arturo Solis has been arrested. Democratic members of the House Judiciary Committee spending the weekend drafting articles of impeachment, which could be recommended to the full House for a vote as early as Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
We're a hurting community.
There were vigils and a citywide blood drive in Pensacola, Florida yesterday following Friday's deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station there that killed three people. The pastor of Olive Baptist Church is Ted Taylor. He says they're opening the doors of the church as a sanctuary for anyone suffering because of the shooting.
We're calling our community, anyone that would care to come, just to pray, to cry out to the Lord for hope, for healing.
They still haven't determined the shooter's motive. President Trump saying Israel's never had a better friend in the White House than him. Speaking at the Israeli-American National Summit in Florida, he also said the administration continues to work on a Middle East peace deal.
I love deals, and I used to hear the toughest of all deals is peace with Israel and the Palestinians. They say that's the toughest of all deals, but if Jared Kushner can't do it, it can't be done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says Americans are flushing too much. The president held a White House roundtable on small business on Friday, saying that he wants a nationwide review of water efficiency standards because of issues with sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, in his words, across the country. He said the EPA is considering opening up the standard of water-saving regulations. An actor passes away. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Ron Liebman, an Emmy-winning actor who garnered a Tony for his work in Broadway's Angels in America and played the father of Jennifer Aniston's Rachel Green on Friends, passed away. He was 82. He broke into the entertainment industry in 1956 on the soap opera The Edge of Night. Liebman also starred opposite Sally Field as a dedicated union rep in 1979's Norma Ray. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a member of the Tuskegee Airmen from the first African-American unit to fly in combat in World War II, celebrating 100 years, retired Army Air Force Colonel Charles McGee's 100th birthday was yesterday. He showed he still has possession of his flying chops during a special celebration flight on Friday, taking over co-piloting duties as he flew a private jet from Frederick, Maryland to Dover Air Base in Delaware. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.